Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. Dana Terrio, handle the lump, heal your life. And Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Fridays. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Joan Sharp. Welcome to the show, Joan.
Thanks, Cornelia. Glad to be here today.
It's wonderful to have this conversation now, changing our conversation from money to vision. And we have a beautiful guest that we're going to introduce a little bit later. But we're talking today about charitable giving. Is one of the most unplanned cash flows, where we think we leave a legacy more in the end than as we live day to day. So, my beautiful host, this is our second podcast together, and I want to let the audience know, that the people that are just tuning in for the first time, that you are a River Family Advisors, and you're not just an advisor, you're a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Because you encourage us to change the difficult conversations we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversation about a shared vision, and you will better support our values, our life experiences with legacy and wealth. So I'm really excited, based on the first show we did, because since that time, I've really been focusing my conversation, every conversation, more about what is the vision here with this conversation. So what is our vision today, Joan?
Right? So first I want to acknowledge it is March 13th, 2020, and the world is going through some change right now. And I am a certified financial transitionist. So not only are those people listening experiencing change in their own life, we are actually for the first time seeing communities really facing change in the way they work and are together. And then to top it off, people are seeing the markets react to this change that we're having in our lives and the way communities and consumers are going to be working for an undefined time right now. And so what we can control is our vision and the way we show up every day. I can't control the markets other than, and nobody can. And I've listened to several calls, and I will say what's nice is that unlike other downturns, corporations were fully priced where they should have been, not overpriced as what we had. So in the past, as everyone starts getting their legs and things wrapped around this, hopefully we will see it change the direction, and we will experience some downturns and other things moving forward, that you shouldn't be in the market unless you're out for 5 years plus. This is a long-term investment, and you should look at what you have as cash now. And once again, we're going to focus on what is your vision. So I really think everyone should stop, take a deep breath, because I know I am finding myself doing this right now. And I'm focused on my vision and how I want to show up. And so others should start thinking, how do I want to show up and be remembered, right? As every day. And then also, communicate. What is it? And I find touchstones that are important to me to do. A friend reached out and said, do you want to go hiking? I actually happen to like to hike. And felt it was something that I needed to ground me in what is important in my life. So that's what I would say, is we start with us. And that's what this whole conversation is about. And that's how we can show up, not only for their loved ones around us, as we may have more time with them than we ever had. Mm-hmm. Allow no judgment conversations and no stress conversations. I actually heard on a talk I listened to this week, a great idea. When you're having a stressful conversation with someone you care about, a child, a spouse, a partner, stop and say, let's get back to this when we're in a good mood. And I think that's important.
Yeah, those are beautiful tips. It always starts with the self, doesn't it? It always starts with not coming from an accusatory place, from a place of projection or verbal passive aggressive behavior. It always starts from a place of peaceful, calm, from a wisdom. What can I do? What can I bring to the equation? And with all the financial changes that are happening on this planet, it's all happening so that we can have a more sustainable way of living, so that we can be in support of our values. We've wanted this change. We wanted the balance. Yeah. We wanted the balance that it's not just the money is just for the rich and then we have all the poor people over here. We've wanted this. And now is the time for us to go through this change. And through that change, there's going to be challenges. But we have all the support. We have all the resources. And we can do this.
Yes, we can. And it's not just about what you can do, but also making sure you're grounded within yourself on what's important and makes you happy. The oxygen mask on first, because then you can come from a more authentic spot. And since we're talking about charitable and not planning for that, right?
Right.
Maybe charitable giving you're thinking about, and also charitable time, your time. And how often have we, when we're younger or busy, we don't plan. We have friends that get us involved and other people or children. And are we thinking that that's actually part of our legacy? Maybe not, but it actually is. How do you want that vision? Does that vision fit in that and represent that? And with Susan, who has been so involved, 25 years with organizations and with donors, along with doing her confident life coaching for individuals too, has great experience and wisdom to bring to our conversation today, which we will get to deeper in segment two, but we really want to lay the groundwork for people being centered today, and taking a deep breath, in what is important to them and their touchstones. And one way we show this is through charitable giving, where we may not have been as conscious about it now. And as things evolve in our community, what will that look like for you? Is it time giving, and is it coming from an authentic piece? Because we won't be able to spread ourselves super thin moving forward as we in our communities are going through these transitions. Because even though we haven't made the changes forward, is because they're hard, right? And not comfortable.
Yeah.
And this is now, we're kind of being pushed into this area of passage of the unknown together.
Yes. And so I think it's just brilliant, this topic now.
Yeah.
Because it's, again, the vision piece is brilliant, changing the conversations. Bringing always the vision up. What is your vision for the end of this conversation? What is it that you want to, what is it that you want to experience? What's your vision? What's your vision? It's very important, the grounding, and to have these conversations so that we can leave a legacy, build a legacy that is true to our core values, right? And being generous with our giving, with our philanthropy, with our charitable giving. That's what we want on a global scale, but we have to start within. And that's what this conversation is about, to bring the awareness. And what a beautiful time to talk about this. So Joan, what is your plan for giving?
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that, but I have been really focusing it. And one thing we're going to talk about, and Susan is going to bring up about the crowdfunding, but it is really education, healthy eating, supporting individuals' visions, and to lift up, not just give, but organizations that lift and empower and eliminate racism, along with healthy food and healthy eating. And I will say the arts. It's going to sound like a lot. And I will tell you, I know I just did my grid for my tax return on all my giving. And I do try to narrow down a theme of, you know, education, empowerment, and eliminating racism, along with that includes taking care of our environment. So it involves the arts, gardens, but I have to be very careful what I talk about, on who I give to that may be in a different category that I give to, because I do hit several categories. And I do want to make sure I get to those, an arts organization, a healthcare, helping people with disabilities, and gardens and the earth. I mean, these are important, and helping people be lifted up who are having a hard time. So I can't give to them all. So I have to figure out which one of those organizations meets a lot of those check boxes for me. How about you, Cornelia?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, we're just going to skip the first break, so we'll just keep going, and I'll answer, and then we'll bring Susan on. You know, that's a really good question, because we have to really narrow it down, you know, where it's going to all go out and how words all going to get allocated, because otherwise, you know, we're not being responsible with our money and with our energy. And so, like, for me, you know, like, I'm known in my community through with my colleagues and the people that know me and that live within my community. Everyone knows that I'm a generous human being. This is what I'm told consistently, time and time again. Just last week, I received a text from Susan telling me that you are consistent mm-hmm. with your giving of education, empowerment, time, resources, money. It's a consistent thing. It's something that I do naturally. It's just who I am. It's just part of my being. And empowerment of women is huge. You said it. Racial equality is huge. You know, so there's, I'm continuously looking at you know, ways that I can support and empower people. Like right now, I'm working with people in Liberia, you know, helping people over there come rise out of poverty, different things, you know, and just looking at different things, like you said, mapping it out where those all are and to really figure them out. Because we can't do it all, you know, because we want to support people, but that's the reason why we're having these conversations, so that we can be really smart with our money, that we can really do, you know, allocate it in all the right ways, so that we can also be taken care of, right?
And time.
Huge.
Yes.
Huge.
Yeah. Susan. I know you're ready.
I had to raise my hand. May I please speak? First of all, I have a smile on my face. I'm just sitting here listening with this grin on my face. I'm so delighted about this conversation. Secondly, Cornelia, you of course cannot see it, but above your head, the sun is shining through your skylight there, and it is literally giving you a halo. So you will see. And our friends on Facebook can see it. Yeah. So I want to say that halo is so well deserved, as I've observed you and personally experienced your generosity. So what you both are talking about is what I call strategic philanthropy. Mm-hmm. It's really being strategic with your giving. Joan said it in one way, and you, Cornelia, said it in another way. You can't give to everything. That's not true. You can. You can spread yourself too thin. You can give yourself a little tiny bit here to everything. But what we really want is to go in and figure out what it is that deeply moves us. And you guys both articulated certain things. So I have this phrase that I use, which is giving is a life force for good. And this is mm-hmm. something that most people don't even really realize because they're not strategic in their giving. And so both of you are strategic in your thinking around your giving. You have these very definite purposes, arenas that you want to impact, and you're doing it strategically. And I really love how much people are learning from you about this idea of strategic giving, and that when you give in this way, when your soul is really soothed by your giving, that is why I call it a life force for good. It's being in the good all the time. I'm having a ball already today.
Well, I have to say, isn't that important? Because if something happened to you, you want people to know that you're strategic, right? You want them to be able to reflect where you gave, right? And why, not that you just gave whatever they asked and there doesn't seem as if there's any continuity. Isn't that really important?
Definitely it is. And when we talk about legacy, again, both of you, I know both of you personally, I'm so delighted. So I know that you do what it is that I teach, which is you live your legacy every day. It's mm-hmm. not just how do I want to be remembered, but you live your legacy every day through exactly what you do. So you are showing how you will be remembered in this way. This is what I help people cross the bridge. How do I want to be remembered? Being remembered is every human soul's deepest yearning. The people's deepest fear is being forgotten after they're gone. And mm-hmm. so if you really realize that giving is a life force for good, that you can use philanthropy and charitable works to really make such significant impact in areas that are deeply purposeful to you, I call this giving in an impassioned way. That's how legacy is made. You're living your legacy every day.
But yeah. Susan, what when friends ask you to give to something that isn't part of your strategic planning, how do you handle that? So you're not hurting them and they don't say, well, I thought you were charitable or donative.
Yeah, so this is a great question. If you have your strategic giving plan, how do you handle it? And Joan knows how I feel about crowdfunding. So here is what I might suggest. If you are strategic in your giving, if you think out over a year how much you might give, some people might like to tithe, give 10% of what they earn, different people give in different ways. But if you spend time strategically thinking what you might support, then I do like to say, save a slice of the pie for responsive giving, for reactive giving. Joan, that's the way I do it. You know, my nephew used to do some jump roping thing for cancer. I mean, I could care less, you know, not that I could care less about supporting cancer, but it wasn't on my list. What am I going to do? Not support my nephew? No, right. Of course I'm going to support my nephew. So what I ended up doing, and this is really what I suggest, is take some amount of money for you. It may be 100, it may be 1,000, it may be several thousand, whatever it is for you. And just in your mind, know, that's how I'm giving that. Now, additionally, mm-hmm. sometimes I say no. Sometimes I say that is not on my priority giving list and I'm not able to support at this time, but I'm so delighted that this is a cause that's important to you. So these are a couple of different ways. And just finally, very quickly, sometimes our friends' passion causes can become ours, because we love our friends or family so much. And so there's lots of different ways. It is a little bit fluid as you go along. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, it does. And I have one. I know you brought up the crowdfunding and we had talked about that. And you may want to clarify the definition, but one thing you were talking about is the Facebook birthday. And it's funny because one of my friends, who I normally would send flowers to, has asked, for a donation to an organization. And I'm like, well, I could write a check to that organization and not show up on that crowdfunding, right? But then if I do it through the crowdfunding, I don't get mail from that organization asking for money moving forward. So, you know, I'm weighing that. What do you think? Talk about this crowdfunding giving and your thoughts.
Yeah, so this is really kind of awkward, isn't it? Yeah. Because when, you know, the social media peer pressure is what really is happening here. Well, if my best friend gives to that birthday cause, how can I not show up as giving? And the answer is, it's your giving. You can pick up the phone and say to your friend, I want to let you know I love you the most. I'm not going to be supporting your birthday campaign. I have my strategic list, but I'm not going to be supporting it. Or you can just give a little. And so really underlying this conversation about what we give and how we give is thinking about your giving. Right. It's thinking about it. And that's where the life force for good piece comes in. Because I'm listening to you guys combating racism, empowering women, supporting, you know, children or families in Liberia, you know, like Cornelia is. I mean, it's amazing. Like your heart space, your soul is touched when you actually think about your giving. And when you're known as that generous person, Cornelia, as you are, then people do offer you the opportunity. And you still get to say yes or no as you come down your funnel even more, maybe strategically if you want, for your financial giving, then you might be able to easily say, you know, I'm supporting several families in Africa, or I'm supporting several women, or I'm doing whatever it is. And you can clearly, easily, comfortably communicate what your vision is for your giving impact.
So am I hearing, do you feel and that giving to a charitable organization is a nonverbal way of expressing your life and your vision and your priorities?
It is. But it's nonverbal because you are showing, you know, you're showing by doing. But in my world, I also want you to be verbal about it. And so when you're in this passion space, when you're really giving from feeling impassioned about something, then you are naturally communicating that. When you naturally communicate how much you're impassioned about that cause, purpose, or organization, then when somebody asks you, hey, will you give to my cause? They already really know what it is that you're doing. And so then when you say, well, you know, I really have committed this year to this, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I know that about you. Right. And so that's sort of both nonverbal, the opportunity just being in that giving space from a place of faith or soul or whatever. But when you do communicate why you're giving that way, then people begin to know that about you.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I think, you know, the key piece is, like you said it, is why, you know, to really ask the questions of why you're giving, to really look at what it is, and to really bring that into your conscious awareness and into your experience and make it more authentic, to make it more real. I also love what you said about, you know, how do you want to be remembered, is a question I always ask my clients, is how do they want to be loved? And how do they want to be loved? And I think, you know, this is, you know, because when we let go of the old conditioning of what we used to do, and, you know, now that we're so conscious and so self-aware and so on purpose, we get to choose how we want to be remembered. We get to choose how we want to be loved. We get to choose where we want to contribute and how we want to, you know, show up. And we get to choose that. And that's why this is such a powerful, dynamic conversation to support everyone in their legacy building. And also, Joan, you have an upcoming webinar that you are doing. It's a free webinar. And I want everybody to go there and sign up for it right now.
Thank you.
I think we need to just let everybody know to go and sign up for it right now. It's where is it?
www.riverfamilyadvisors.com. It's on my webpage. On the front page, you just click free webinar. And it is really setting up a way for you to change your conversation from money to vision. So I'm going to say, it's not just that we're talking about charitable giving, and it may sound like we're just talking money, but we're also talking time. Your time is valuable too. So it's how you show up, not only with your money resources, but your time resources. And that is one thing we all are equal on.
Yeah, you can see this amazing opportunity. It's a free webinar. This is a no-brainer. You know what happens when you surround yourself with people that are successful, and they're already doing it because they figured out how. It's taken them a long time to get there, but they're doing it because this is what it is. Now is the time to take advantage of such a fantastic, and again, generous.
Definitely. And I would like to say that I have learned from Joan this, like you, Cornelia, you said that since the last time you've been thinking about it, it's been growing in you. And I've been learning this from Joan too. Since I first started hearing Joan's thought leadership in this message of change the conversation from money, you know, for me, it was all about money and scarcity. I don't have enough, or it costs too much, or I can't afford it, to vision. Well, what is it that you want to really afford? Why do you want that? How would that feel, you know, behind having nothing to do with the money? You know, when you really understand, just in that one webinar, you are going to learn that. You are going to learn the blessing and benefit of understanding this transformed money mindset. So I agree with you, Cornelia.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, it was a beautiful it was just such a shift. It was a subtle shift. And even now, with every conversation that I'm engaged in with a client, or like last night with my empowerment spiritual meetup group, and the ladies were here, when I opened it up, I said, my vision at the end of this evening is that, and then I shared what the vision is. And it was because of that. The learning that I had with our first experience, Joan, when you first came on and talked about it. And I thought that is such a valuable way to look at communication and energy exchange and intention and purpose, that I want to bring this conversation to all of my conversations.
Oh, thank you. It's great. I'm going to say right now, it's so important to have this conversation. And it may be, what is our vision for getting through today and looking at today and having these conversations with your family and those close to you, and then start, what is it that we feel good and our touchstones are about? So that as we evolve more and we start knowing a little bit more of where our communities are going to be, where we're going to be, how we want to donate, give our time and or resources. And I have to say, I've even learned as I've evolved into this, how I have been stuck in one way of giving and doing. And by stepping back and taking a breath and looking at it and reassessing how I've grown and evolved and where I want to give, and I've done enough for one organization and it's time to evolve to another. With that. And it all comes through sitting back and revisioning what I've done, where I want to go, and how I want to show up in my giving of time and resources.
Yeah, I think your nickname is the vision lady. I mean, you are the vision queen. You are the visionary. And I love it. So let's tell everyone again where to go to the webinar. And when is it, by the way? When is the webinar?
It is Wednesday, March 25th at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And you go to www.riveradvisors.com. And it's right on the front page for you to click to join the conversation.
Easy. Everybody, yeah. And now this is a no-brainer. Everybody go sign up. We're going to take a break. and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
I'm Cornelia Stephanie. I'm with radio host Joan Sharp, Susan Axelrod, and we're talking about charitable organizations, the world, and your legacy. We're talking about giving. That's what we're talking about. Right, Joan?
Yes, we are. And we've been talking about individuals giving and it representing your legacy in ways that you give time and money. And Susan shared, she has a formula for this. Susan.
I do. I created this formula over the course of decades working with individuals in philanthropy. So I call this the giving formula. And it's very simple. There are three factors. They all begin with the letter P. The first factor in the formula is passion. And that's really what we were talking about. That's where you really go in and go deep and ask yourself, about what do I feel deeply passionate? It's impassioned giving. I am impassioned about, you guys talked about racial equality, for example. You both happened to mention that. All three of us are talking about empowering women. What is your passion? Not just responsive because somebody asked you, but about what do I feel deeply passionate? When you give from a passion space, you're like, give, 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 give. And so the first letter is P for passion. The second letter is the second word is purpose. What feels purposeful for you? What purpose do you want to support? Again, we talked about it earlier. It requires thinking, thinking about your philanthropy, strategically considering what would make you feel on purpose. What is the purpose that you want to support? And the third P is for plan. Plan your giving. And we were talking about that as well. So I said over the course of the year, if you have an inkling of how much you might give, then maybe you do keep a slice of an amount of money to do that thing that Joan and I were talking about for crowdfunding, for Facebook birthday giving, for anything that you might know somebody might ask you to support, and especially for something that might come up unexpectedly. If there's a natural disaster and you want to give, you want to be able to do that. So you, if you plan your giving in this way, steeped in purpose, stemming from your passion that you consider what is really important to me, all of this together equals legacy. You are on point, on purpose, in your passion space all the time. And that's where the life force for good comes in. And so when you put this formula together, that equals legacy.
Yeah. So Susan, when people are so focused on where they want to give, and they know, how do organizations that are trying to get to someone who they think could give a lot of time or resources handle it when someone is so strategic?
Well, my advice, and this is where I am a consultant, I am a coach, and I was a practitioner for many, many years for nonprofit organizations, is to do something I call find the people who care the most. So your job is to find people who feel passionate about your cause. And who are they? Often they're already giving at some level. So the first place I encourage organizations to start is to go in, appreciate your donors more, and connect up with them personally. Ask them why they give to your organization. Ask them, they'll tell you. And when you start having an authentic conversation with a donor as a human, not a dollar, then you are going to hear and feel whether or not you're really in their passion space. Now, you can grow somebody's passion space for who, what your organization does by really using mission language and doing mission impact engagement. And so that's what I teach organizations. That is one of the areas of work that I do. So Joan, if I'm an organization, if I represent an organization and I'm coming to you because you're rich, because you have money, and I think you should give me money because you're rich and you have money and I want money and I ask you for money. No, you might get some money if the right person, peer level person, asks you to give money. But if you engage with a person in such a way that you can uncover and reveal what their passion is, where they feel connected to the purpose that you're offering, that's where the real philanthropy comes in. So do you get that?
Yeah. And it's the same with time, right? There's some people who don't give a lot, but boy, do they in dollars, but they give a lot in time. And I know a lot of organizations are looking for those people, and it's okay, right, for them to say no to the organization if they're not passionate about that organization, or to a friend that asks, right? Because does that help? Ultimately help the organization?
Well, there is one thing that we know, studies have been done, that people who volunteer time give more money. Why? Because they are personally engaged interactively with your mission, not right, with your organization, but with your mission impact. Yeah. And so we know for sure that people who are personally involved, actively engaged as a volunteer, will give more money if you help them understand the different ways that they can do that. Now, Giving time is vital. Every organization now more than ever needs you to consider carefully where you can spend the time that you have available and allotted. And I like to say, figure out, you know, where you're going to marry all this together so that you're going to really feel deeply good about your volunteering. And that's also where your money is going to go. Joan, everyone can do something. Everyone can do something. In fact, we know that people who actually have less money give a higher percentage. They give smaller amounts. They don't have a lot of money to give, but we know that they still give. And likewise, people who have lots of money, they do give very generously. And if you could really engage them in the organization, that's where the real impact, the financial giving impact is going to be.
And so, I think it comes back down to even like passion again, like what is the passion behind it? Even if it's the organization that's giving, finding out what their passion is, what their motivation is, what is their thing? What makes them feel good when they're involved in donating, giving time?
Giving, exactly. It really, truly is. So please believe me when I say, and I want to ask you each to apply this to yourselves, and I want to ask our listeners to do the same. If you are a donor, if you give money to an organization, and if you are involved with an organization, can you think and feel how happy you are to be giving when it's needed money while you're also giving your time because you care so deeply about the mission? This is where organizations really go wrong quite often. They don't want to ask their volunteers for money. Well, they're already giving their time. No, no, no. If people are giving their time, you want to offer them the opportunity to also give financially through their resources. And what happens when people are engaged in this way, they're like aligned with mission and they want to do more. When you have an emergency come up, like right now, every food pantry, every soup kitchen, every domestic violence shelter, every child shelter, family shelters, they need right now. We as individuals are a little bit in a panic about what's going on with the virus today and with the country today closing down to contain the spread. What do you think these organizations are doing? Well, if you yourself are already involved with an organization, you already called the executive director. What are we doing? Joan, I think you're involved with the YW, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I have been, yes.
Right, you have been. And so as an example, I'm sure it's crossed your mind, what's the daycare center doing at the YW? What are these programs where we support women to uplift and empower women, et cetera? Can you feel that? Right?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
And when you're talking about the organizations that we're giving to, are you talking, you're not specifically talking about nonprofits. You're talking about any organization, right?
Today, we are talking about nonprofit charitable organizations. In other countries, they're called NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Non-governmental. Wow. These are private, charitable, nonprofit organizations. They're also known as agencies, not the state agency. Also, state organizations are called state agencies, like the state psychiatric hospital, for example. But we're talking about nonprofit organizations. These are the places where we mostly give our time and our energy. Now, Cornelia, your question is interesting because we are evolving, but it's called the nonprofit sector, also known as the third sector. The sector is evolving into social enterprise. This is a big thing, a conversation for another show, and where we're seeing the marriage of business with nonprofits working together, coming into that aligned state of being for greater impact in the community. But right now, we're really talking about this, like I said, the social service agency, all the way up to colleges and universities. We have your community hospital is probably a nonprofit hospital. So that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's all fascinating. Everything is evolving. And so there's so much change happening. And it's like, wow, who knows how it's all going to play out, how we're going to choose what legacy we're building and what we are going to be creating as the time goes on over the next few years. And it's an uncertain time, but it's certainly exciting when we look at what's ahead of us.
It is. It is. It's an uncertain time and we're in uncharted territory. So as I really do want to say here that even though I'm involved with the nonprofit sector, I was, Joan's note said 25 years because she was looking at an old bio. The truth is I'm pretty old. It's been 35 years. So it really has been a lifelong commitment for me. But let me tell you, in part, Cornelia, from knowing you and working with you and others, I have changed my giving up a little bit. Now, nonprofit organizations, be aware. I personally have changed up my organization, my giving. One of the things that I'm doing is supporting women in business. Women who are starting their own businesses, women in need who need a little bit of money personally to do something. I gave somebody a relatively small gift because she needed to publish a book for an exhibit she was doing. I gave somebody else a small gift to get her website up and running. It's like $100. She didn't have it. I did. I made her a gift. I don't get a tax deduction. She's not a nonprofit organization, Cornelia, to your point. But for me, I've done this many times. I've given scholarships to my own online course called Discovering You Again for Women in the Second Half of Life. If somebody can't afford to join the course, I'm like, you got to be here. This is life-changing stuff. I'm gifting it to you. So this is a perfect example where I don't get deductions for this. These aren't formal nonprofit organizations, but I consider this to be one of my forms of giving right now. So it really is, talk about a life force for good, but it really is, we are in a changing time.
Well, it's interesting that you said that nonprofit and business, they're going to come together and
social enterprise.
Social enterprise, they're going to come together. Because even on a personal level, for me, what my legacy and my foundation is about, that what I want to do, I've been an entrepreneur, you know, building my business, working on my business for years. And now what's coming is a nonprofit 501c3 that I'm going to establish so that my business can fund my nonprofit and do that. And it really, what is it about? It's about empowerment for women. Women entrepreneurs that have solutions that are going to assist Gaia, Mother Earth, to evolve, and you know, the women that know what it is that's going to solve the world's problems, because women know, but they need the money. And so this has been my passion, and so that's why I love what you're talking about, Susan.
Yep.
I love this is because you've evolved into this, right?
Yeah.
And that is through starting, and the only way we're going to evolve to what's truly passionate in us is to start where we are and then grow and let go and let go in order to evolve and keep reassessing our vision as we see it. And our vision only is as big as what we know now. But as you move towards it, it became bigger or more focused in your case. And it gave you ideas that you probably never had, right? When you got started as this as an opportunity.
Absolutely.
I just want to say, Joan, also that like I can apply, you know, your thought leadership, your teaching, your message, I can apply this exactly. I'm a really good example to apply your thought leadership here, because when I started doing this, I sort of wasn't thinking about it. I started doing it, but I didn't realize what I was doing. But as I came to, in my language, in my confident life coaching, conscious awareness, which I try to always rise to about what I was doing, I realized, wait a minute, this is a form of giving. So what am I doing with my money? My vision, it's not about the money. It's not about how much I'm giving. Oh, these are small amounts, I said, right? Well, that $100, which somebody thinks is a tiny little amount of money, was way too much. That other person didn't have it. She didn't have it. She couldn't do it. I had another person, $125. She couldn't publish a book. All she needed was the ISBN number. And so that's the exact example, Joan, where I'm thinking about the money. Oh, this is a small amount of money. It's not really that significant. I changed it to the vision. Damn, girl.
I know. You were doing it already. You were doing it already. I so love Joan, that.
Isn't that exactly?
Yes. Because you feel more satisfied. Now you don't feel like you didn't do enough because you did do enough ultimately.
Yes. Yeah. I have chills. Yes.
That's awesome. Ladies, we've got a few minutes. Let's wrap it up. And what do we want to leave the audience with just a couple minutes? We have a couple minutes left. So,
well, Susan, tell them your website. So,
thank you. Yes. So my website is, wait for it, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. That is the name of my website. I got that URL more than 15 years ago. So whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And I do speaking and I do advising. I do coaching and consulting. And everything you need to know about me is on my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Great. And of course, sign up for the webinar about changing your conversation from money to vision. And let's start focusing our giving of money, time, and us on our vision and how we want to be remembered, no matter how old you are. Let's start it today. And the name is www.river, R-I-V-E-R, Family Advisors, A-D-V-I-S-O-R-S.com.
And all those ladies and men that are out there watching this video, please help us share this message. Send this video to people that you know in your community. Share this with people because this is the way that we can ripple this information out. Sign up for the webinar. As for if you want to work with me, I'm offering personal sessions on empowerment and emotional healing. I specialize in emotions and changing your beliefs. And these are sessions by donation. And this is part of my charitable giving for people that want to have a session, but maybe don't have the means to really pay for a full session. So this is open for the public. And you can contact me at 360-941-5783. And so you have all these resources, a free webinar, a free consultation with Susan, and contact me for a personal session. And I mean, you're on your road to success, and all you have to do is be willing to take the risk and land upon a star.
Take a breath now, and let's do this to help yourself and your communities move forward.
Yes, I mean, and we are building a brand new, benevolent, beautiful, sustaining world that has a foundation to where our children and our children's children can thrive for legacies and decades to come. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. Thank you, Joan Sharp, Susan Axelrod. Love you, ladies. See you.
Thanks, Cornelia. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.